There's a number of trends we're starting to see. We saw another NASCAR race last night in Darlington. We see signs that the NBA and NHL are close to a timeline. We have the Brickyard 400 say that they could race in July in front of fans. And we have the NCAA Division I Council approving the return to campus for their athletes. So a lot of positive signs on this Thursday morning. It's May 21st. This is your morning buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. Good morning. Hope everyone's doing well, safe, and healthy. So let's try to put it all together. Yes, NASCAR ran a rain-shortened event last night in Darlington. They hope to get another race in today before they go to Charlotte for a number of races. They would have to consider this a successful week for the sport. Let's turn to the NBA. Where ESPN is reporting that many NBA owners, executives, and the National Basketball Players Association feel that Adam Silver will greenlight the return to play in June, with games expected to return sometime before the end of July. The NBA is still considering a two-site format. Orlando's Walt Disney World reportedly is the clear front runner to be the playing site, but they're apparently still looking at Las Vegas. Let's move to the NHL, because a couple of reports this morning have that the NHL's return to play committee negotiating various playoff scenarios. And the NHL and the PA are working on a 24-team conference-based playoff setup. So they'd go right to a playoff. Teams and players must still approve it, but apparently a decision or approval on this proposal could happen as early as today. So that would be a major step for the NHL to formalize what the return of play scenario looks like for them. Let's go to something this summer that could happen. Indianapolis 500 CEO Mark Miles said he is increasingly optimistic that the Brickyard 400, which is always raced in Indianapolis, will be held with fans in July. So that could likely be the first NASCAR race with spectators back in attendance. And on the college front, big news yesterday. We forecasted it in yesterday's buzzcast. The NCAA Division I Council did approve a return to campus for many student athletes on June 1st. So the processes of returning for the athletes will be subject to state and local restrictions, and that there'll be limited amount of athletes back on campus. But this is a positive sign to start getting the athletes back on campus, and they can even begin training, like I said, in limited numbers. Meanwhile, Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith, very influential in the collegiate space, said that he's confident that a plan can be implemented where 20 to 30,000 fans can attend a football game in Ohio Stadium. He says first steps are to get the schedule right, but he's confident that there can be a 12-game season. He also said that 8-game season could be reasonable, but his concept of allowing fans into stadiums at such a big number, 20 to 30,000, that is optimistic, and that's kind of the optimism we're continuing to hear in the collegiate ranks, specifically in the big conferences. And I feel like I'm jumping back and forth, and I apologize, but I do want to touch on Formula One. I know there are a lot of Formula One diehards out there. Well, in our SBD Global Edition last night, it was reported that Formula One has mapped out a blueprint for an 8-race, behind-closed-doors European leg to kick off the season. That plan was devised by its owner, Liberty Media, and is likely to be announced next week. What could hurt that? The only thing that said that could slow that down is a return of the coronavirus sometime late summer, fall. And I want to end with this note because it is interesting. Our John Oran cited it last night in his SBJ Media newsletter. It's based off a report in The Information, but it gives a little bit more clarity into Disney's structure now that Kevin Mayer has left for TikTok. And it certainly represents a little bit more authority and power for Jimmy Pitaro, and the number of direct reports increasing for Jimmy Pitaro. Both Disney Media Distribution President Justin Conley, one of the true good guys in sports, and Ad Sales President Rita Farrow will now report to Pitaro and Disney Media Networks co-chair Peter Rice. Both Conley and Farrow had reported directly to Kevin Mayer. The Information report cites that the move makes the streaming division more manageable for Rebecca Campbell, who was named to replace Mayer to run that group. Interesting news in the Disney organizational structure. So a lot going on this Thursday, May 21st. A lot of interesting good things going on for the return of sports. So that is your morning buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope you have a great, healthy, successful, and safe day. Get after it, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.